My voice rings out as I swoop her into my arms, like I'm saving her from a revolution in the streets. Poor little thing, I'm wailing, top of my lungs. You could have killed her. My heart beating into the side of her face, and I look into his eyes real hard, and he sends me a telegram. If Miss Jilly don't have any more special curl, she'll stop doing her bad things. I'm a hero, and you don't even understand. And I bluntly learn something I'll never forget my whole life. Stop and think before you whop a kid. Every time, stop and think, and count to a number you decide on. I jounce Jilly up and down in my left arm, and I take Jeremy's hand with my right hand on my way counting to 20, and I look at the hair in his other hand, and we go to the kitchen, and I cut up an orange, their favorite, and we all eat some.
I like LaVon more all the time. She was totally furious at Jeremy for cutting Jilly's hair, but she controlled herself. Not only that, but she looked at the situation from his point of view. She realized that because of the song she had sung to the kids, Jeremy thought that it was Jilly's curl that made her get into so much trouble. So Jeremy decided to help. He cut off her curl. It definitely took some patience and understanding on LaVon's part to figure all that out. Let's go on to chapter 22 on page 51.